clock is at 0 seconds. We are here live high atop Albert Stadium for the Mountain Dew Mile. I am your host, Chris Whitaker. We're here. This event is presented by Mountain Dew and our Dexter Boys cross country team. Charles Munson, the organizer of this event, is coming over to see us. We are out live on the radio, and I'm here. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Mr. Alexander Jean Palm. AJP, why don't you slide over here, one chair over, and let's talk to the people. Charles, we are going to be starting this race with the consumption of one can of Mountain Dew and then a mile or a lap. All right, or we are going one lap, then a can of Mountain Dew. First lap. So, AJP coming in here. We both have our cans of Mountain Dew.
Thankfully, we won't have to be drinking four as the runners will.
That could be quite aggressive. We are going to open our cans here, high atop Albert Stadium. Runners, are you ready? They all have a can in their hands, AJP. So, Charles, shall we count down? AJP, let's start the countdown at 10.
10.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. And the lap. The Mountain Dew is being consumed right now, AJP. I noticed Scott Smith, race favorite, only one out there not wearing a shirt.
I think that shows his dedication. He's not afraid of the Mountain Dew.
He's not afraid of the Mountain Dew or the cold weather out here. It's a cloudy, rainy day. Charles Munson, and first man out the gate to finish his Dew, and already is rounding turn two.
More runners are taking off now.
We see the wise man, Hayden Kelly, the only thrower from our track and field team in this event. He's coming out kind of fast. Scott Smith looking smooth out there. Charles out in front.
Charles with a wide lead in front of the competition.
I think Charles finishing that Mountain Dew as fast as he did really put him out ahead of the pack. Scott Smith's going to have to do some work to catch him down. I believe that's Mr. Ackerman in second place there. I can't tell.
We have just come past 1 minute.
1 minute has elapsed here on the clock. For all those here with us live in Albert Stadium, you can see the runner's times as it goes on the scoreboard. Charles Munson coming down the front stretch, finishing his first lap. Scotty Smith right there in second place by a nose. The wise man, Hayden Kelly, getting to the finish line here for his second can. I see Scotty opening that can.
The runners are now starting their second can of Mountain Dew.
This Mountain Dew is delicious. I can't say the last time I've drank a full-strength Dew. With some more runners coming down the front stretch, coming in their second can. I see Levi Whitehead there. He owes me a lot of money. I see Addison Din there, coming in for the finish of his first lap. And then there's Landon Whitehead, who also owes me quite a bit of money.
I believe this is as fast as we will see the runners as they consume more and more Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's just going to get rough as we go. But Charles Munson already around, finishing his second can and around and out of turn number two. Heading down, Charles may start to lap the field here, Alex.
That would be incredibly interesting to see. As of right now, he is on pace for a record time.
Alex, will you tell the folks at home listening what our record time is in the Mountain Dew Mile?
The fastest time for the Mountain Dew Mile is 8 minutes and 10 seconds.
8 minutes and 10 seconds. That's about how fast I run a mile without any Mountain Dew in my system. Is that Cole Doty there coming in down the front stretch? It looks like him. It's hard to tell from up here, folks. These runners, except for Scott Smith and Charles Munson, are very much layered up. It is a cold day out here at Albert Stadium. 42 degrees and rain out here. Charles Munson lapping some of the field. Oh, Kellen Teddy, PIMP, just got lapped by his friend Charles Munson. We see our on-field reporter down there, Matthew Cassavant, with a live stream, I believe, to the Dexter High School track and field page. The wise man standing over the trash can.
This could get ugly.
This could get ugly. I noticed that the Tribal Chief, nowhere to be found at this event. Tribal Chief, Leo Mitchell.
Hayden Kelly, the wise man, back out on the track.
He's back out. This is Hayden Kelly's second lap. Charles Munson on his third can of Mountain Dew. Scott Smith coming in for his third can of Mountain Dew. Mr. Ackerman as well, about to start his third can of Mountain Dew. Kellen Teddy, PIMP, wearing bright orange today. Interesting color choice for Kellen Teddy with the orange gear. Not the traditional dreadnought maroon and white. Jack McCullough down there officiating, keeping all of the cans from flying into the lanes. He's counting the laps. Charles Munson is out on his third lap as we cross over the 4-minute and 50-second mark.
The runners have been slowing down in both pace and Mountain Dew consumption time, and I cannot blame them.
No, as a veteran of many field challenges here, AJP, you, of all people, could speak to the fact that as the challenge goes on, it just starts to wear you down. We got a good race here coming down the front stretch between Nathan Biggs and Addison Dinn.
It really is around that halfway mark that you begin to feel those repercussions of any food challenge.
Any food challenge. The wise man, Hayden Kelly, still holding strong for the throwers out there. He was your partner, along with the Tribal Chief, in a food challenge in October, the Monster Pizza Challenge. We won't talk about how that went.
Weighs on my soul every day.
Yeah, but we did have pizza while watching the Arnold the other day, so you have recovered.
I've made my amends with the food of pizza.
Yeah, I also see Gabriel Dobry down there doing nothing. Maybe he could give us some insight into what's going on. The wise choice to bring out the tent here on this rainy day as we cross into the six-minute mark here elapsed as Charles Munson is coming in to start his final can of the race.
If Charles pushes as hard as he can here, we may see a new record.
Charles Munson, senior, class of 2024. He's shaking the can. By God, Alex, he's shaking the can, and he just opened it with his teeth.
This is some true dedication we are seeing here.
It's just another level. Scotty Smith close by here. We see Landon Dinn out there, Landon Whitehead out there, rather, in turn two. Charles Munson has finished his can and is starting his final lap as we cross to 6:47. Alex, this could be a record.
Yeah, may I add, Charles is running at a breakneck pace here.
He is going out strong. Hopefully he can maintain this and bring in that new record.
He's running like he has no Mountain Dew in his system at all.
Charles has trained for this. I'm going to tell you, he's a massive eater. Like Alex Palm, my co-host here, is a super heavyweight powerlifter. Charles Munson probably could give Alex a run for his money in the amount of food consumed in a single day and sitting.
It's always the runner. It's always the runners. They will surprise you.
Well, and as I take another sip of my glorious Mountain Dew, Charles, he doesn't seem to put on any fat mass. He just stays lean and aggressive, and he might lap Landon Whitehead here coming in to the end. Landon, keep going. Don't look back, buddy. We'll tell you where he is. Right, he's still several paces out. You keep going. Get in there and get that.
I do like the choice of Landon to sport a red headband. I feel that will help.
And yeah, red headband, strike first, strike hard, no mercy. As Charles comes in, ladies and gentlemen, 7 minutes and 59 seconds. Charles Munson with a new Mountain Dew mile record, by God, Alex.
That is impressive.
Look at him. He's hurting a little bit down there. Jack McCullough, senior official, giving him some comfort and consoling here. Charles, although he has broken a new record, he may be questioning his life choices. But we still have a lot of action out there on the track to go. I believe Scotty Smith is in second place, I believe. I'll check with senior official Jack McCullough. Jack, Scotty Smith is running second right now, correct? And he is ignoring us. We know that we have Charles Munson in at 7 minutes and 59 seconds, a new record. What will second place be? I believe second place is right here in the green shorts. Senior official McCullough, can you confirm second place is coming in here with Scotty Smith as he goes flying by telling Kellen Teddy, PIMP? Scotty Smith sporting green shorts, no shirt, coming in to finish. He is going to finish right here at 9:19. 9:19 for Scotty Smith. Oh, it looks like Scotty's taking another lap. Does he not?
Still quite the impressive time.
9:19 on Scotty Smith out there. He did not grab another can of Mountain Dew, so I would assume this is a cool down, or maybe he decided to run 2 miles, which would be a new record on distance. The wise man back out. I believe this is his third lap.
I believe so too.
We could be here for a while for the wise man to finish.
I believe the slowest time is 26 minutes and 50 seconds.
26 minutes and 50 seconds.
Though, I doubt we will see Hayden break that record here today.
We have a young gentleman coming down the front stretch here, grabbing his ribcage. The Mountain Dew might be moving. Look at the name on the back of the shirt. That's Mr. Hill. Mr. Hill there grabbing his ribcage. The Mountain Dew may be sloshing around in his gut. Scotty Smith. Oh, in a turn of events, Scotty Smith has stopped over there, leading us to further believe that that was a cool down.
Scotty Smith picking up the pace again. He's back to running.
He's back in action. We got our guy Ackerman coming in to finish it up here. Biggs, look at Biggs. Biggs is kicking. All right, can Biggs run down Ackerman here as he is slowing down? Go, Biggs. Scotty's about to catch you, Biggs. Keep going. The wise man questioning life choices right now as he rounds turn 4.
I do remember I spoke with the wise man prior to this event. He seemed very confident in his abilities.
Yeah, I mean, he is holding up pretty well as we cross the 11:20 mark here. But he's still got one more can to go. Addison Dinn is out there. Oh, man. Oh, he's okay. He's okay. The wise man.
Ooh, I see someone on the far side of the field keeled over. This does not look good.
Oh, man.
Oh, I saw something there.
Oh, Ackerman is hunched over. Scotty is still running more laps. I'm not sure what he's doing. Mr. Hill coming in. Hill coming in, kicking it in strong. Hill, finish the race, young man. Right there. Nice job. And right now, out on the track, we have some jabroni walking over there on the backstretch. I can't tell who that is. And we have people in the, dare I say, the pit area consuming more Mountain Dew. Kellen Teddy, PIMP, down there consuming Mountain Dew. The Wise Man, many other individuals. I see Cole Doherty down there as well. I believe Mr. Hill has finished a race. That would put him in fourth place. I believe it went Munson, Smith, Ackerman, 1, 2, 3, and Hill, 4. Senior official McCullough, can you confirm that with us?
He is neither.
He is not. pick up the phone and call that Jabroni, because we need some information. Next year when we do this, AJP, we will have a direct line down to the field so we can get some information from these guys. By my count, 1, 2, 3 went Munson, Smith, Ackerman. And then Mr. Hill was fourth.
We have the rest of the runners rounding the rest of the track at a time of 13 minutes and 20 seconds here at the home stretch.
We got a lot of them that still have one lap to go here, AJP.
You do have to think that becomes perhaps even more of a mental challenge than a physical challenge.
Yeah, it's very much mental. Like, you're feeling it, but can you keep your wits about you? Can you keep yourself under control and not have a sad turn of misfortune to send all that glorious Mountain Dew back up and out onto the ground? Addison Dinn rounding turn four over here on the flagpole side of the field, waving to a fan as he goes by.
The clock has just passed 14 minutes.
We'll see if we can get Charles Munson up here for an interview. Our first place runner.
It's not often that you see history made like this.
No, it is an epic event. And as an organizer of this event, I'm sure he's very proud to take first place. I actually have dinner plans this evening with young Charles Munson. We'll be dining at the Gospel Church right down the road at the Wild Beast Feast. Addie Dinn coming in. They're clapping in, right? Senior official McCullough sending him off. Addie Dinn has completed the race.
Congratulations to Addie Dinn.
Addison Dinn has completed the race without vomiting. I believe Charles is making his way towards us to get him up here for an interview. That would be excellent to get our first place runner up here.
And we should mention, I've heard that there are two different categories for those who can keep the Mountain Dew down and those who can't.
I think they're planning on some folks losing their marbles here and losing some Mountain Dew. I see Charles Munson making his way up here. That's great. We'll get a good sit-down interview with him. I'm sure he smells awful.
I don't think anyone could smell good
after running a Mountain Dew mile. We have another runner out on the track. I'm not sure of this young man's name. I would like to know it when he joins us in lifting weights in the weight room. We'll help him run much faster. You know, a solid performance. You know, Scott Smith out there in second place. He was talking that he would be first. But Charles trained for this. I think Scotty, just coming off basketball season, he may not be in track and field shape. And at this moment, we would like to bring in our first place runner. Mr. Charles Munson has entered the studio. Charles, what comments do you have about this event?
Coach, you know, going into this at the beginning of today, I've been looking forward to it all week, first of all. And then today, you know, you just get really excited about it. Last year, I was the number two runner, second to Owen Ackerman, and he ran quite the fierce battle. My number one suggestion and some of my tips are, get it down as fast as possible, because the actual drinking part usually takes longer than the running. And then, you know, really keeping it down in your stomach is another key component to running this Mountain Dew mile. And right now, we're just over half. We still have seven runners left.
Seven runners to go. And we'd like to keep you up here, Charles, because there are some individuals that I'm still learning names of here. This gentleman rounding turn four here, I'm not familiar. Blake Cabal coming down the front stretch. Keep going, young dog.
Notorious for puking in the returnables can last year, destroying our returnables.
Oh, Blake, we got to make the money, man.
Though it does appear that he has not puked yet.
There is puke right on the back stretch of the 100. Wait.
Do we know what individual lost their marbles back there?
Scott Smith.
Scotty Smith puked. That disqualifies him from a second place finish, does it not?
I believe it.
Finished second.
Carter Hill was second. Okay. So now correct it, because we're not getting information from senior official Jack McCullough. He's doing a terrible job. So by our take up here. It looked like Munson, Smith, Ackerman, 1, 2, 3. But you're saying that Carter Hill was in second.
It was me, Carter, and then actually not sure who was third.
I think it would be Scott Smith, but disqualified because of a vomit situation. So then that would leave Mr. Ackerman.
Which one? Owen is, there's no current Ackerman on the team. Sam Gibson.
Oh.
AJP. I've been calling this guy the wrong name the whole time. His name is Sam Gibson.
I believe I was also referring to him as the wrong name.
Yeah, he looks like an Ackerman. I thought he was an Ackerman, but he's not.
To Sam Gibson.
Sam Gibson, I'm sorry for that.
As
calling
well as
the wrong
apologies name. To Sam Gibson.
Yeah, apologies. I blame AJP for this.
Jason Biggs.
Oh, Biggs is coming in hot. Look at that all-out sprint. Do not pull a hamstring, young dog.
An all-out sprint with all of that Mountain Dew.
All the way in. And I believe, Charles, where is he going?
Oh, we did implement the rule this year that if you do throw up, that enables you for another lap.
It's a one-lap penalty.
Adding to the mental pressure of the challenge.
Well, and that makes sense, AJP. We were wondering what Scott Smith was doing going out there and after obviously completing four laps, but come to find out, he did vomit. So paying his one-lap penalty trying to finish the race.
That explains a lot.
You know, the wise man, Hayden Kelly, is out in turn one, starting his final lap. Will the wise man defeat some of the cross-country runners? Right now, Cole Doty looking mighty slow there in turn one. Going stride for stride with our only lone thrower in this event, Gabe Bilbrey out there running in Crocs, not even in the race, just randomly doing nothing.
I would also like to note that the Smiths, due to their religion, are using the Sprite. So no Mountain Dew for them, but Sprite, and that might have affected their Scott's performance there.
I mean,
do you think for better or for worse?
I believe that Sprite is less than Mountain Dew. I believe Mountain Dew is the superior drink for running.
Could that be due to the caffeinated effect that Mountain Dew initiates?
Yes, certainly.
This is another Smith brother here.
We have a runner.
There's more than one. That's Burke.
A full sprint. At the home stretch.
That's some interesting running technique. And then not running through the line.
Stopping about 4 feet in front of the line.
Yeah, shuffling his feet, not running all the way. Then pushing the younger Hill there. Landon Whitehead is going the wrong direction.
Where could he be running?
I don't know. Oh, I believe he's going to the restroom. Is somebody going to go with him to confirm whether or not he vomited?
Looks like
walkers. Yep, Cole Doty, Hayden Kelly walking on the backstretch over there, coming into turn three.
Perhaps at turn four, they will pick up the running and see who wins.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a race there. Kellen Teddy, PIMP, taking off the shades. Oh, look, disrobing. I noticed that Kellen Teddy now disrobing as a young female fan has entered the stadium. Coincidence? I think not. You know it's true, Charles. Oh, he had to go back for his shades.
He cannot run without the shades.
He also did not put his can in the can. So that should be some sort of penalty too, Charles.
I believe that should be a lap penalty. We can't litter.
Yeah. And that can's worth 10 cents. I don't know. We're getting no information from senior official Jack McCullough.
At turn four, we have a race breaking out with Hayden pulling the lead.
And the wise man is winning. Oh, is he sleeping on him? Oh, my goodness. Cole Doty taking the spot from the wise man, Hayden Kelly, and then jumping across the finish line. 22 minutes, 34 seconds for those two gentlemen, and Hayden Kelly, being the great citizen he is, picking up a can to place it in the recycle bin. There go the Whitehead brothers. Most notably late for their ride to pick them up and give them a ride home. The Doughboy siblings running the wrong direction.
Coach, another significant tone here, underlying tone. We have Kellen Teddy, whose brother last year ran a 26.05, I believe. He was second last to Caden Jensen, who took last. So Kellen has high aspirations to beat his brother's personal record.
Of the worst possible time in the race? Oh, Kellen Teddy.
I feel if you set your mind to that, that record is very attainable. How many runners do we have left in this race? Is it just him?
It's the sole competitor, Kellen Teddy. It appears that Addy Din has dropped out of the race.
Do we see many full dropouts of the race, or did he just finish?
Not certain. I do not believe anybody has fully dropped out. I believe we have a full 100% commitment rate this year. Exciting.
This is an interesting event, Charles. I must say, from my vantage point, sitting here high atop Alward Stadium, Kellen Teddy, PIMP, very close to crossing the finish line. This is his final lap. See if he goes for another can. He's turning left into the pits.
It appears he is.
He has another can.
We could see a record broken here today.
A record for the worst. Worst run.
We could see two records broken here today because, Charles, we record you at a 7:59. I was told prior to
7:59,
the
race,
record was 8:10.
That is a new record for Charles Munson.
11-second record. How does it feel?
It feels awful. Would not recommend ever doing this. I will not be participating again.
Anything for glory.
Well, you see, Charles, this is actually great because you are graduating, and next year you can join AJP and myself up here in the broadcast booth to broadcast the entire event. You could provide insight as a former runner. AJP and I would never do this. So we are just, you know, trying to provide information.
I believe this is the only way to enjoy this event.
It certainly is the best. And I mean, I finished my can of Mountain Dew. Quite refreshing.
Of course. That along with all of the listeners at home.
Yeah. I mean, listeners at home, hold your Mountain Dew cans high. It looks like we have some more competitors
looks like
making their way towards the broadcast.
The Wise Man and Carter Hill.
Mr. Carter Hill.
Holding another Mountain Dew.
Cole Doherty has another lap. So that means that that race was not for a finish because Hayden Kelly has beaten multiple members of our cross-country team. It appears as though Kellen Teddy has shorts on with the picture of a mountain lion or cougar, and it says, so I assume that that means cougar me. What is the significance to those pants, Charles?
So, Coach, those are the Talladega Knight, Coach. Pants, the boa shorts, the 1.5-inch shorts, and that is the cougar from the movie Talladega Nights.
Got it. I didn't quite understand.
We have two more runners joining us here up high at Al Ritt Stadium.
Competitors. Listen, Mr. Hill, I have to apologize. I had Mr. Smith, Scott Smith, in second place, but we've been told that you were the second place finisher overall. What do you have to say for your experience here at the Mountain Dew Mile?
It was a great challenge, easier than I expected, but it's pretty rough now.
Oh, it was easier than he expected, AJP. My broadcast colleague, Alex Palm, is with the Wise Man, Hayden Kelly.
Next to me, the Wise Man. How does it feel to represent throwers at this historically cross-country event?
It feels pretty good. I mean, like kind of like Carter said, it was not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. This is like nothing compared to the Monster Pizza Challenge. For those of you that know, me and Alex and the Tribal Chief, Leo Mitchell, have attempted the Monster Pizza Challenge.
Acknowledging the Tribal Chief.
Acknowledge the Tribal Chief. We have finished the Monster Pizza Challenge 3 times. Each time ending with a defeat, but still, I felt more full and in worse health after the Monster Pizza Challenge and after drinking 4 Mountain Dews.
Me personally, I'm not sure which between the two challenges I would find easier to take on.
This one before I do the Monster Pizza Challenge.
I can believe that, Hayden Keller. That Monster Pizza Challenge is both mentally and physically a extremely taxing event. I see Scott Smith there walking out. Scotty Smith, third place finisher, even with a one lap penalty, still in third place. And Mr. Ben Gibson, correct?
Sam Gibson,
not Ben. I know Sam. I don't know why. I thought he was an Ackerman. I know Sam Gibson.
Also, Gafford walking next to Scott Smith.
Andrew Gafford is not one I know. Maybe Andrew should find his way to the weight room, and then I can help and get to know him more. Andrew, we want you in the Iron Dread weight room. And entering the broadcast booth, our video producer here, Mr. Matthew Cassavant. Mr. Cassavant, welcome to the broadcast booth.
Welcome.
You need to speak into the microphone here. Are we still live?
We're currently still live. We're journaling supporters or viewers, but we had a lot of people at one point cheering for Cohen. Cohen was the favorite in the comment section.
Kellen Teddy, PIMP, favorite in the comment section.
We are
Cohen Hill.
Now just
Cohen Hill. Young Cohen Hill. Was he the young gentleman that was holding his ribs as he crossed the finish line, looking like he was going to vomit? I also am not very familiar with Cohen Hill. Cohen Hill, you should find your way to the weight room.
We appear to have a runner going backwards through the final lap.
That would be Cole Doherty. Cole Doherty out there.
As
he is going to finish versus out of Colin Marcus. Marcus is off.
And we have Marcus, our final runner.
Kellen Teddy, PRMP, still drinking a Mountain Dew. He will be the last runner.
Oh, my mistake.
Goodness. He is making an effort to break Rylan Teddy's record.
The clock here, around 30 minutes.
He is still 30 minutes. 30 minutes have elapsed here. And Kellen Teddy starting his final lap. Shake and bake, Kellen Teddy. Charles Munson and I got wild game food to eat here at the Gospel Church this evening. Well, AJP, I mean, as a half hour has elapsed, there's two runners out there on the track, and I can confidently say that this was quite an experience.
I would have to agree with you. These runners really do have quite dedication to drink this much Mountain Dew and run through all of it in this weather, cold and rainy.
Yeah, it's I'm as a strength coach, I work with many different athletes, and I have gone on record many times to say that cross country runners, in order to be a cross country runner, you have to be a little crazy.
It surely is a sport that very few sane men can tackle.
Oh, I mean, and just think, AJP, every other sport, this long distance running is used as a punishment. And these guys do it for fun.
Enjoying running miles upon miles.
Yeah, smiling.
Truly is a feat of human endurance.
Smiling as they're running. And we see that the staff here is currently folding up the pit tent as there are still runners running on the track. They do not need any shade, apparently, or cover, I should say, from the weather. Not familiar with this young man here coming down the front stretch. He appears to be prepared, at least with long leggings, gloves, a hooded sweatshirt. I believe Hayden Kelly, the wise man, is telling us that this is Marcus.
Marcus
about to finish the race.
Time up. 32:01.
Kellen Teddy looking like a complete fool, pointing at his shorts as he is coming in 32:15:16:17 to the roar of the fans still remaining.
Celebrating as he comes to a conclusion.
Owen Teddy, Mr. Irrelevant at 32-27. Mr. Irrelevant at the end of the race.
I believe we have broken two records here today.
Two records. AJP, the fastest time going to Charles Munson at 7 minutes, 59 seconds.
59 seconds.
And Kellen Teddy, 32-27, the worst time in the history of the Mountain Dew Mile. Well, that does it for the Mountain Dew Mile this year, ladies and gentlemen. AJP, any parting words for our listeners?
Records are made to be broken. Charles Munson, good job. And I look forward to witnessing the Mountain Dew Mile as the years pass.
We'll be back next year for the Mountain Dew Mile. You're listening to Iron Drew Radio.